It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Monique got into a tense conversation with Steve Harvey on a show about her claim that she's been blackballed in Hollywood.
But I began telling you at the very beginning, I think we're going about this the wrong way. Now, we keep saying stuff that keeps just making it worse. Hollywood know you talented.
But it's making it worse for who?
It's making it worse.
For who?
Okay, if you think it's cool, then it's cool.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not cool, Mo.
For who?
It's not cool.
For who?
The fact that we sitting here arguing like this.
We're not arguing.
Okay, we're discussing.
You and your sister, we having a conversation that mommy and daddy ain't here right now.
Who?
And I'm getting ready to punch you in your mouth. No. That's the conversation. Bam, bam. Right.
Steve Harvey thinks that Lee Daniels, Oprah Winfrey, and Tyler Perry should apologize to Monique, but that she should also apologize to them. So basically, she's had a hard time getting work and getting jobs and stuff after she did the movie Precious a few years back. It was something like Oprah and Tyler Perry wanted her to go on like some publicity tour or something for the movie. She wanted more money to be able to do it. People said no. And then like Oprah and Tyler Perry and Lee Daniels or something, like, you know, you're being ridiculous. You need to not ask for more money and all this. And she kind of stood up for herself and was like, no, absolutely not. Like, I believe I deserve this. I'm going to ask for it. Like, she told Oprah and Tyler Perry, suck my blank, like all this stuff on TV and all this. So anyway, it started all this drama. And so Steve Harvey is basically like, no, they do need to apologize to you, but you also need to apologize to them.
I disagree with the way Oprah, Lee, and Tyler did it.
Cool.
But I love them.
I give you that. Now, guess what we need to do to move forward and fix this?
Come on.
These people owe you an apology. You owe those people an apology. Then we can move forward.
He is getting so much heat for this today and yesterday because a lot of people feel like he kind of, with the whole conversation, was telling her, you know, the money's more important. Sometimes you just need to sit down and shut up and not talk about what you believe in and what's important to you. Essentially, the way I took it is Steve Harvey saying to Monique, look, your principles don't matter as much as the potential money that you could be making. And I really like Steve Harvey, but I wholeheartedly disagree with that.
But
I'm
if
on
she
team
makes
Monique.
A movie, sorry about that. I'm on Team Harvey, because if she makes a movie, you know you have to do press and touring. It's not like you make a movie and never promote it. That's like, hey, I'm on the Joe and Alex Show, but I'm never going to promote it to have more people listen to our show. No, Alex, that's part of our job. They're not paying us more money to do that.
And
it has cost her money down the road. I'm not saying you shouldn't stand up for your principles, but from what I'm getting, I think she's in the wrong.
I don't know. She's started to say like this is because of being black and stuff. So I have no idea. Obviously, we can't relate to that experience. I don't know. Like, so that's what I don't know what really being blackballed in Hollywood is. If you do, you can tweet us and tell us at Joe and Alex Show. But this is a really interesting situation. A lot of the internet was Team Monique yesterday, more so than Steve Harvey. So it's just, I don't know. I thought it was a really unique story. Ariana Grande revealed new information about Thank You Next and even more information about her relationship with her ex-fiancé Pete Davidson. She said that at first she didn't know if she even wanted to use the guy's real names in the song, but after hearing it, she thought the song was special with their names included. But she did record a version without the names. There was also a third version that was recorded that focused more on Pete. She said, there's a version where I was getting married to Pete, a version where I'm not getting married to Pete, but we all know that the first version was going to be the version that we ultimately went with. I just wanted to cover all the bases. So essentially, before she knew what was going on with their relationship, she made a different version depending on what the outcome could have been. It's kind of weird.
That's like a song backup plan as far as like people in your life. Like, well, I got these other guys on hold in case Pete doesn't work out.
One time at an award show, the Chainsmokers were excited to know that Mariah Carey knew who they were, but there was a twist.
Yo, we met Mariah Carey this one time, and I remember seeing her, and I was like, oh my God, like Fantasy and Honey. And she was like, dude, I love you guys. And we're like, well,
what?
Wow, you know who we are? And
yeah.
She was like, One Direction, right?
Oh, no.
And Frozen 2 will be released on November 22nd. Disney released the trailer yesterday. The sequel will feature original cast members Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell, Jonathan Groff, and Josh Gad, along with newcomers Sterling K. Brown. So excited. He's on This Is Us. He plays
Randall.
And Evan Rachel Wood. In the trailer, Elsa tries to conquer the sea so she can cross the raging water. It looks like a part of the movie will be Elsa and her sister embarking on an adventure far away from the kingdom of Arendelle. Coming up in less than an hour in the garbage, this actress came out against her ex-husband yesterday after some sexual abuse accusations happened.